You're listening to SBS News.
Few Australians have been allowed to travel to Britain since the pandemic began. Tony Abbott is one of them. His whirlwind trip to London, a chance to make headlines at home and in the UK. Mr. Abbott's first stop, the Policy Exchange think tank, where he criticised what he has dubbed virus hysteria. He questioned the amount of money spent by the Australian government to soften the economic consequences of lockdown measures, given the average age of COVID-19 victims.
Even if mandatory shutdown really was all that avoided the initially predicted 150,000 deaths, that still works out at about $2 million per life saved. And if the average age of those who would have died is 80, even with roughly 10 years of expected life left, that's still $200,000 per quality life year, or substantially beyond what governments are usually prepared to pay for life-saving drugs. Shouldn't we have started to ask whether the cure was proportionate to the disease?
Mr. Abbott took aim at Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews and the state's Stage 4 lockdown measures.
Homes can be entered, people can be detained, and the ordinary law of the land suspended. And the Premier now wants to extend this health dictatorship for at least another 6 months.
He also criticised travel bans and stay-at-home orders.
Governments have justified it as following the expert advice, as if this has always been clear, or as if we should be ruled rather than merely guided by unaccountable experts.
Speaking to a British parliamentary committee, the former Australian leader confirmed reports he's in talks to become a UK trade advisor.
It's something which is not yet official, and I really don't think there's any more I can say until things have been decided.
Did they first approach you about this role, or did you see an advert in The Guardian or something?
I'm just not going to go into this any further.
Mr. Abbott's a controversial choice for the job. Britain's shadow trade secretary has described him as an offensive, leering, cantankerous, climate change denying, Trump-worshipping misogynist. And now a prominent government MP is speaking out. Caroline Noakes telling the BBC Mr. Abbott isn't a suitable fit.
He's a misogynist. He has very poor views on LGBTQ rights, and I just don't think this is a man who should be anywhere near our Board of Trade. Is he the sort of man I want to be representing us globally? No.
Asked to respond to the criticism, Mr. Abbott said it's just part of public life.
Inevitably, if you have convictions, you'll draw criticism. But if you want to get things done, you need people with convictions. If you lack convictions, it's very hard to get things done.
As for how he was able to travel to Britain, he said he'd applied for an exemption from the government and will pay for his own quarantine when he returns to Australia. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.